definitely human.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It is Christmas in Hong Kong, 1921. Against his better judgment, Sebastian St. Battenberg has resolved to spend the holiday season with his overeager acquaintances while they pursue mysteries of the occult. However, their festive dinner party has descended into bacchanalian chaos, and a gruesome discovery in the kitchen has led to a vicious encounter. For the halls are decked with boughs of horror in The Infinite Bat. The Nightmare of Cao Yi Chao, Part 3. In the frosted silence of the meat locker, Joy Dutton tries to convey what she saw to her comrades, her words tumbling out in disorder. But as she brings her focus back to bear on Dorothy, Cornelia, and Sebastian, she sees their eyes widen in shock. They don't have time to cry out in warning, but in a moment of sinking horror, she already realizes what has happened. The assailant has caught up with her. His filleting knife finds its mark, and pain shoots down Joy's back.
Oh my god.
Joy, you take 3 points of damage. Everyone roll for initiative.
16.
13.
12. 2.
So, Cornelia, what would you like to do?
I would like to swing my broom down on this guy's head as hard as I can, screaming as I do it.
Okay, make a perception check and then make an attack roll.
3.
Okay, make an attack roll.
5.
Oh. Okay, so... you rush towards Joy, and only by dint of the fact that she is... relatively short, does your broom handle miss her face? And as she was falling forward from the wound on her back anyways, your broom collides with one of the pig carcasses and sends it kind of reeling relatively gently. It wasn't even, didn't even end up being a particularly strong blow. And it kind of sways as if touched by a breeze. Sebastian.
I also scream and instinctively punch this fellow in the face, I suppose.
Okay, and make a perception check and then an attack roll.
Perception 8, attack 7.
Okay. Okay, once again, on the other side of Joy, you undertake quite a similar maneuver, laying into the pig with your bare fists. You strike a firm body blow, and you feel like you might even have cracked one of the pig's ribs, but unfortunately ineffectual against the man. So looking around, you don't see him anymore. All make perception checks again, please.
6.
7.
3.
3. Wow. Okay, Dorothy and Joy, make perception checks again for me, please.
I mean, it makes sense that I'm not perceiving anything other than how in pain I am. 7. 4.
Okay. Dorothy. Ah, okay. Dorothy, the knife flashes through the air and you just see it as it's doing so. And luckily, you manage to step back almost accidentally, slipping slightly on the floor, and the knife lodges itself into one of the pig carcasses. The man looks dispassionately at you while withdrawing the knife, but he's standing right in front of you now if you want to do anything.
Well, I saw my broom, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to hit him in the head with a broom.
Okay.
Like the handle of the broom, not the soft part.
Not with the soft part. Yeah. Okay, make an attack at advantage because he's still kind of withdrawing the knife as he does so.
Okay. 18 and 1. So 18.
Very good. 18. That's a hit. So roll a d4 for damage.
1.
Remind me what your strength is.
Not great. 7.
So the blow is well placed. But it's kind of like you're leaning the broom on the man's head in a deliberate way.
Oh, Dorothy.
And he unfortunately didn't seem to react. Cornelia.
Can I see the guy?
Yes, you can.
Well, what I'd like to do is take Joy and try and push her between pig carcasses to protect her.
Okay.
Am I on the floor?
Joy, you'll be safe in here! And I push her into the pigs.
Okay. Joy, do you resist this?
Yeah, I think so, because there's all kind of knives coming out behind pigs and we don't know where this guy is. All
no, you must be safe! Safe in there!
Make a grapple check, Cornelia.
17.
17, Joy, you gotta make a grapple check too.
13.
Okay. Amelia, you manage to wrestle Joy, and wounded as she is, she's not able to fully defend herself from your unwelcome ministrations.
I'm saving you!
You shove her towards one of the pig carcasses. Joy, make a perception check.
18.
So unfortunately for you, you do manage to perceive as you bump into one of the pig carcasses, you kind of unwittingly fold into the open gaping rib cage of this sliced open pig, and you can feel it breathing around you. There's no heart, it's been removed, and you can see nothing but for the ribs and the meat on them, but you can feel that the meat is moving, and you can almost smell this porcine breath emanating from it. Make a wisdom check.
I feel like I'm just delirious. 15.
15, so you take 5 dread.
Oh, okay.
Sebastian.
So I've had time to sort of adjust to the situation now, and I'm in a sort of boxer's stance.
Yes, and you can see Dorothy is marking out the man with her broom, saying, this is him here.
And I do just think that Dorothy's just pointing him out exactly. To me. Thank you, Dorothy. I'm going to take another swing at this guy.
Go for it.
14?
14, that's a hit.
Sweet. Oh.
Roll a d4 for damage. That's the little pyramid one, yeah.
2?
2. Right. Okay. It's a solid crack across the jaw. And he, with Dorothy's broom still on his face, you manage to take that as a kind of, as a marker. And your fist connects straight on his chin. The man steps back, and with the solidity of this blow, you would have expected him to crumple to the floor. You've done this to dozens of other men, but you can feel something give in his jaw. But he steps back and impassively regards you instead of Dorothy.
Okay, I just quickly look at Dorothy and say, "Teamwork. That's what friendship's all about."
Joy, you're up.
I'm so freaked out inside this carcass that I remove myself from it. I sort of jump out. I don't know what, between a rock and a hard place, really. Where is, yeah. I'm so freaked out. I don't understand why. I just need to be out of there. I'm going to retreat further into the room.
Further into
yes.
it? Okay, cool. Make an investigation check.
5.
Okay. You feel yourself getting turned around a little bit, and you're not sure actually where the entrance is and where the exit is. But you do manage to escape from the melee, at least, and you can the sounds of battle begin to dull in the distance. But you realize that you might be getting lost within this room. So the man, make all perception checks except for you, Joy.
11.
13.
20.
20. Okay. You can see that behind one of the swaying pig carcasses nearest Sebastian, you can see the shadow of this man as he is approaching right behind him. And you have enough time, Dorothy, to call out to him if you choose to do so.
Am I close enough to like try to trip him with a broom handle or something like that?
You'd have to make a little bit of a dash for it. So I'd let you do that, but at disadvantage.
Hmm. I think I'll just shout out, "Behind you, Sebastian."
Sebastian, you turn around. I'll give you an attack of opportunity because Dorothy was able to warn you before.
Ooh, what does that mean?
So you make another attack out of your normal
turn. Oh, great. Six.
Six. Okay, you turn around just in time to see the man with his knife, his filleting knife raised far above you, and you try to punch him, but what it ends up turning into is a rough shove, and it manages to get him off you for this round at least, but you don't manage to actually make an effective attack.
Okay.
Dorothy, it's now your actual turn.
Yeah, I guess I think I'm going to try to maybe get him... Because you've shoved him off of you, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to trip up the other man as he's stumbling backwards, maybe, to try to get him on the floor.
Okay, cool. Go for it. Make an attack.
16.
Nice. Okay, great. As he is stumbling back, you manage to do just that. You place your broom out as a trip, and he does stumble over it and falls to the floor. Cornelia.
Am I anywhere near this?
Yes, yes, right, you're within... 5 feet of it.
Okay, cool. I just want to bring my broom down on his head.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Make an attack roll at advantage.
At advantage, yeah.
Yeah, because he's on the floor.
Yeah, okay. 20.
Wow.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes, finish him off, Cornelia.
Roll a d6 for damage.
2.
And now roll a d8 for damage.
7.
Right. So what happens is, as he's fallen to the floor, you bring your broom down onto his face with such force that the tip of it snaps, leaving behind a sharp point. And in your kind of savage fervor, you turn the broom around, bringing the sharp end of the stick down into the man's eye.
Cornelia, wow. You beast.
With an almighty yell, the man's clutch on his knife loosens and he dies.
Oh! I just put my hands like over my head, like, oh God. Jesus wept. I sort of hunch over with my hands like kind of on my knees, like sort of retching, I guess.
Okay, I would like to pull my stick sword out of the man's head and run down to where Joy is.
Okay.
I will save you! I will save you! Oh my God!
Cornelia, make a perception check.
20.
20, okay. Rushing through the carcasses, you immediately spot a shadow in the distance and you run towards it, sprinting with your spear raised high, but you manage to see in time that it is in fact Joy.
Oh,
thank
goodness. Oh, God.
You feel like if things had gone differently, you might have leapt upon Joy.
So what does Joy see? Just like Mrs. Cavendish running up with like this bloody spike raised over her head.
Cornelia, what are you doing?
I'm saving you.
Sorry, I got turned around. I don't know where I am. It was really weird inside that corpse.
I'd like something to not right. Hug her now and not cry.
I allow myself to be hugged.
Okay, Joy, make a wisdom save though.
10.
Okay, you do gain 2 dread just from the sight of Cornelia. Wild eyed with this kind of...
And you say you've been living with this woman, Dorothy.
Yes, it has been a pleasure. I think we should probably catch up with them.
Well, you know... If we've got time.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Ha ha. Yes, fine.
Deep breaths. In and out. In and out.
Oh, Reaching for my cigarettes. I take my pipe out first and look at it, and then I take out my other pipe and look at it. I put them both back in my coat pockets and take out a cigarette and start smoking.
I'm going to amble towards them.
Okay, great. So the four of you are able to regroup in the center of this room now, mm-hmm. and further into it as you are, you can see that there is a door at the other end of it, much like the door that you entered through.
But is Joy still bleeding on her back?
She is.
She's got a long, shallow gash across her back.
If only we knew someone who was involved in the medical practice, but we don't. I mean, we don't know anyone that qualifies.
Thank you, Sebastian. I mean, it's just wrapping a wound. I can do that. That's not hard.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Careful, Joy. She's technically not a nurse anymore. She's given all that up.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Just saying.
I'd still rather have it seen to than just left open.
Yeah, I mean, if it's actively bleeding.
In this dirty environment, yes.
Yeah. Do we have anything clean to wrap it in? Are you wearing a dress that has, like, petticoats or anything like that? Because you're old.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be cleaner. Because, I think all of our clothing might have, like, been rubbed up against pig carcasses that are somehow still alive and breathing. And that's... sounds unhygienic. So maybe something.
And this
that's...
all sounds unhygienic.
Sure.
Asking me to undress.
No, just like lifting. Your dignity will still be preserved. Just like if you could just rip off a piece of your.
Dorothy, back there, I very nearly threw up. This will almost certainly lead to that eventuality.
Oh, Sebastian, don't be mean. Cornelia, do you think you could do that for us? For your daughter?
Yeah. Can I make a will save against my own sense of propriety?
Please do.
20? my propriety loses.
Okay.
I will.
Well, then you are just the sight of your daughter in agony, moves you to raise your skirt higher than you need to.
Just take it all!
Yes, I'd like to tear a piece off as well.
Okay, great. Make a medicine check.
I sort of hold one of the pig carcasses to steady myself.
Ashton, you're being overdramatic. 12.
12. Okay. It's a relatively straightforward process of just binding this relatively shallow wound, but make a will save or a wisdom save while you're doing it.
12.
You notice that as you are binding Joy's wound and you're looking at the kind of open flesh, a sense of peckishness kind of flits through your head. Briefly, and you managed to quash it quite quickly. But yeah, there it is.
I'm glimpsing some darkness inside of me, huh? I don't like that at all. Okay. I'm not saying anything about this to anybody. I'm going to do my best to bury this deep inside. Do I take dread or something like that? Or
No, that's okay. It's just a passing fancy.
I don't know, that's pretty dreadful.
But Dorothy didn't eat any of the food.
Yeah, you didn't eat it. You kind of blame it on that.
Okay.
But I mean, I assumed that whatever's making everybody act strange was in the food, and I guess it's not then, if you're just
could
saying.
Could have been in the tea.
Could be in the tea. That military guy was looking at it.
Yeah. That's true.
Very suspiciously.
That's true.
So do you want to make your way into the next room?
Should we maybe try to pick up his, what was it, a cleaver or a knife of some sort? Filleting knife. Should we pick that up before we go on?
Yeah, we can't continue with brooms, although Cornelia might want to keep her spear.
Oh, I'm keeping my spear.
So who picks up the knife?
Well, I don't. Mm. That's for sure.
I mean, do you want to pick up the knife?
Sure, I'll pick up the knife. I got the knife.
Okay. So through the next door, you can see what looks like the end of this path, at least. There is a very narrow hallway filled with workers' lockers. Very small, about 2 feet by 3 feet. Not even, about 1 foot by 3 feet. Thin and small. And they're arrayed in this small hallway, almost like a service hallway. The only entrance into it is the door that you've come in through. And the only other feature that you can see is a minuscule window that's set high in the wall. and it has been kicked open, it looks like, and it's open to the rain outside.
But where are we? Are we quite high up?
No. No,
oh, okay.
No, I just you're on the ground level.
Oh, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. So someone could have come in or out that way.
Well, I think it must be that waiter that's gone out that way. We're trying to track him down, aren't we?
Yeah.
What can I see out the window?
Okay, make investigation checks, everyone.
But we've all just gone into the next room. Nobody's, like, none of you guys have seen the human corpse or anything. Like, I would have said to you guys, like, check this out before we, as we strode across the room, I would like to say, sorry.
And on your left,
that's a good point. That's a big deal. Yeah.
Okay, so you point it out to everyone. Everyone make wisdom saves. Not you, Joy. You've already done.
15.
17.
6.
Okay, so Cornelia and Dorothy, you take it in with relative stoicism, gaining 5 dread. Sebastian, this affects you slightly more deeply.
Sorry to
already the carcasses in the room were giving you flashbacks and kind of impressions of unwelcome memories, and this is really just driving it home. You gain 15 dread.
Yep.
Sars.
I can't even say, no words come out, just sort of strangled noises, and I'm sort of stock still, not moving at all.
Dorothy, what do you think of the corpse? I don't know,
what do you think of the corpse? What do you think of the corpse, Dorothy?
Are you okay, Sebastian?
Fine.
Maybe you want to turn around and look a different way.
I don't move anywhere, but I just turn my entire body, so it's just facing the opposite direction.
There you go. Can I investigate the body at all?
Yes.
20.
20, wow. Very nice. So you can tell that this is the body of a Chinese man. He seems to be relatively working class. His body is worn and quite emaciated. His muscles are stringy, like they've seen a lot of hard labor. You can tell that he was probably quite a heavy smoker from the cross section of lung that you can see. Besides that, you can't tell much else. This is probably some sort of worker here in Hong Kong, a local. You would assume. You can't tell more than that.
Can you see how he died?
You can't really make out how he died beyond the fact that he's been cut in half.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Because I saw the guy peeling off the skin. Is that anywhere? Like, can I make a perception check? Like, what is going?
There is a metal basin, like almost like a catching tray at the bottom, at the foot of this man. Well, actually, where by his head and dangling arms, and it's got a lot of these kind of very thin strips of meat that have been sliced off him, and clearly they've just fallen straight into this basin.
They were headed for the kitchen, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. What's the state of decay with the body? How long does
very
it look
fresh.
As if it's been dead?
Very, very fresh.
Okay.
Almost like he might have been killed minutes ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think this is distressing.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe let's move on.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go.
Okay. So back in the service hallway, make investigation checks as you look around the lockers and the window.
17.
11.
1. 6.
6. Okay. Sebastian, you take the notion to start opening all the lockers, and you do so with great vigor. And in fact, you open one of them into Joy's face.
I'm just muttering the whole time.
You don't take any damage, Joy, but you step back, kind of holding your nose. Inside, you find various items, including a gun and several bullets, another long, sharp filleting knife. And you notice, as you're opening one of the lockers with particular force, that it has a false back. And you notice this because the false back kind of rattles a little bit as you kind of slam the door open. Cornelia, you got an 11? So you've gone to the window to investigate, and you can see that there are wet handprints on the windowsill and shoe scuffs also there. But looking at the window, it looks very, very small, about a foot on each side, And you don't really understand how someone could have gotten through this quickly, especially because it's been kicked in. So there's kind of jagged shards of glass still sticking out, but they don't seem to have blood on them, which you would expect.
Are the handprints like normal size?
Yeah, human handprints and scuff shoes from, yeah.
How many hands?
Sebastian, with the...
I would like to just keep clawing at this, like, thing. Like, we say there's, like, a secret bit at the back or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like so just giving it a solid smack with your fist as a hammer, it kind of falls forward. And inside you see a small alcove, a small hidden compartment, and you find a couple of things. You find a worker pass, which is given to Hong Kong colonial subjects to permit them to work in establishments which might serve a lot of British people. Usually there's kind of a security check for them. So much of it is written in Chinese. What is in English is the man's name, which is Jonathan Ling. There's also the Chinese version of his name to the side of it. There's also his address beneath it. And then you find a Bible also in there.
Yeah, I just take the Bible out and say, there's nothing of interest in there, but I did find a Bible and perhaps some comfort in this dark time.
So looking through the Bible, you find that large portions of it are defaced.
Damn.
except for a passage about the Divine Trinity in the New Testament, which is actually underlined, and it seems to be bookmarked with a photo. Make an intelligence check.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
The photo, you don't really recognize anything from it. It seems to be of a woman.
Okay. Can you pass it round?
Mm.
Yeah, I just sort of, I just let you take it from me.
Yes, yes, I would like to grab it from his hands. Yeah. Six.
Some broad.
It's nothing, just...
yep.
Can I have a look?
Sure, I don't see why not.
16.
Okay, Dorothy, as you take the Bible and look, you look up at Cornelia and Sebastian almost askance, not understanding why they didn't recognize. This is, in fact, the image of Angela Gresley.
That bitch.
The same woman. The same woman you saw brutally stabbed to death on the streets of Cairo.
And the same one who was in the...
In Drakelow Hall,
indeed. Like the pictures of her, or maybe... No, she was the wife of the...
She was the wife of Sir Nigel Gresley.
Okay.
And on the cover of the magazine, Lady Diana Cooper, right?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Well,
Angela Gresley.
Yeah, weird coincidence.
Whilst my nose was being put out of joint and I was watching Sebastian leaf through, I saw the gun and the knife and I would like to saddle up. I'm going to grab it.
The rest of the evening's events are something of a blur. Stumbling back towards the party, our heroes noticed that the human carcass had been removed from the meat locker, along with the body of the butcher defiling the corpse. Back in the banquet hall, the guests are already filtering out in a strangely fervid stupor. Joy tries to alert someone to the goings-on in the back of the building, but the hotel staff politely and firmly direct the floundering group to coaches that would return them to their altogether more modest hotel on the other side of the island. As the only guards visible around at this time of night are drunk ones, Dorothy, Cornelia, Sebastian, and Joy decide to allow their exhaustion to overcome them. For the first time, our heroes feel like they have a lead. The waiter, Jonathan Ling. Tomorrow will be a long day. Tomorrow, their investigation will begin in earnest. They will need all the rest they can get. You've been listening to The Nightmare of Cao Yi Chow, written by Giorgio Mariani and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Eleanor Kohler as Dorothy Taylor, Maximilian John as Cornelia Cavendish, David Knight as Sebastian St. Battenberg, and Charlie May as Joy Dutton. I am Giorgio Mariani, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at The Infinite Bad and support the production of this series on Patreon. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. The Infinite Bad is a Definitely Human production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.